الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. وقال رسول الله صلى الله وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم وبالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Alhamdulillah, the Islahi Jalsa just finished now, and Allah Ta'ala reward all the brothers. Everyone with great enthusiasm had invited to the Jalsa, attended the Jalsa also, and mashallah, many of our Satis were helping also a lot. In various departments, various forms, our Satis were helping also. So Allah Ta'ala accept inshallah. And the main thing is that our Islah be made. And may Allah Ta'ala accept us all, that our Islah, it must not be Jalsa is over, everything is over. No, it's a continuous effort. All the time. There is no let up on it. We have to make an effort all the time. As in this Ayat-e Karima, which Allah Ta'ala says, that how in a fantastic way Allah made this body of ours, وَنَفْسِهُ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And we had put in it also, and first Allah means fujur also, guna, the desires of evil, and taqwaha. And we put in there, you can even, where Allah Ta'ala, in other words, in our language we will say, where your car got an accelerator, it's got a brake also. And if it's a power car, then it's got a power brake also. So you can speed up in your car. But the minute you come on a bend, etc., or a little bit things are not looking right, then you put your brakes on immediately. So Allah has given that to us. So each one of us, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, give us the tawfiq that we try. And this nafs, Allah Ta'ala says, we must make it tazkiyah. وَنَفْسِهُ مَا سَوَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become successful who has made the tazkiyah of his nafs. Nafs, because it is made of the dunya's things, of all dunya's matters, so it inclines to dunya. And it's all the enjoyments of dunya, to give preference to dunya, to give preference to the life of dunya, to give preference to all the things of this dunya, the food, the environment, the lifestyle, that is natural. But it is there because it's made of that. But we are not going to be living here forever. Maut has to come to everyone. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Each and every soul will taste of maut. And kullu man 'alayha fan. Everyone has to die. And then when we die, we are going in the qabr, and everyone is going on his own. And then the life of the qabr is a long life where we're going to be all alone, only with our amal. So that is what we have to keep in mind. Don't just keep this dunya in mind, the things of this dunya, but realize that nobody has remained in this world forever. Everyone who came goes away again. And at that time, a person who did righteous deeds, he is eager to go towards Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And Malakul Maut comes to him also in a beautiful way, very welcoming way. And he is eager to go also. And he enjoys going. Hazrat Maulana Sami Rahmatullah Ali has written that in Jalalabad, in Hazrat's time, before Maulana Masihullah was there, before it was known as we know Jalalabad today, there was a certain Muslim man who had donated towards a Hindu temple for the building of a temple. He became old, he became ill, And then somebody else was ill in Jalalabad. And there was a famous Hakim in Tanabowan, and those other people invited that Hakim, called him to come and treat there, the patient who was ill. So when he was there, these people also asked that Hakim to come see him also, that he's also ill like that. So anyway, he visited him, he checked him up, everything. And then when he was leaving, that person said, please don't go away. Because I see there are people here who have come to fetch me, and they've come with a cage of iron, fire of iron, and they're going to be putting me in that cage. But as long as you are here, they are keeping away. So, but if you go away, they're going to. So that is a life that is going to come. How we live our lives in this dunya. So let us not give interest to the panel, or let us not give preference to the things of this dunya. That life is going to come to each one of us. And we all have to face that reality. And after that will be the day of Qiyamah, which will be even more severe. And for and more better also. For those who did good, the qabr will be just in Rawdatum min Riyadil Jannah, a garden of the gardens of Jannah. The Quran Sharif tilawat a person makes, that will come to a person. The namazes he read, rozas he kept, all everything will take their positions in his qabr. And they will be there to protect him. If he had committed sin, and because of that some azab want to come, then these actions will protect him. And from all sides he will be protected. And finally, when he's now given the answers, and that is also what we have to prepare while we are here. Three questions which we all know what are going to be asked. But are we ready to answer them? And it's not with our knowledge that we're going to answer. But it will have to be our conviction in our heart that we can be able to, we be able to answer them. Mar Rabbuka, who was the doer of everything of yours? It is narrated one Buzurg, a real pious person, on one occasion at night, he had some milk to drink, and then his stomach pained. So in the morning when he woke up, he said, that milk that I drank, it causes my stomach to pain. So Allah asked him, what have you come with on the day of Qiyamah? So he said, I've come with Tawheed, oneness of Allah. And he was like that, the oneness, the Tawheed of Allah. So Allah said, and what about the night of the milk? That what happened to your Tawheed, that who caused the pain, me or the milk? And like that, we also, we ascribe to asbab many things. If I eat this, this will happen. If I do that, that will happen. This medicine, that conviction, asbab we must use. It's sunnah to use asbab also. But don't have our conviction also. Our conviction must be only Allah alone is the doer. By Abdul Wahhab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi of Raiwin, he used to say towards the end of his life to all the people that when you take your medicine, then speak to your medicine. And tell your medicine, remind yourself that shifa is not in you. Shifa is in the commands of Allah Ta'ala. When you open your shop, then speak to your shop and say, my shop, you can't give me rosy. My Allah gives me rosy. So that conviction, Mar Rabbuka, Mar Deenuka, what was your way of life? Not just that which religion you believed in, and we will say my religion was Islam. No, but what was your way of life? How did you live? Are we living as Muslims, or are we living as the people of the world, the people are in our country, in our town, how everyone else is doing things? Are we in that pattern? Or are we on the do things according to Islam? Our dressing, our lifestyle, everything, how much is it according to Islam? وَمَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالُ. And about the sunnahs we will be asked, that how much sunnahs did we have in our life? So that is very important. So what this is an ongoing effort for me also. And nobody is perfect. Nobody is there already. We are on our, we should be on our way. How much are we bringing that into our lives. So, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And Allah has given us all the things also that we can save ourselves also. A little bit a person thinks that I'm not going to be here in this world forever. This world is temporary. Akhirat is forever. This world, the things of this world are very inferior quality. The things of Akhirat are not most superior. You can't imagine how superior they are. And all the enjoyments of Akhirat. So we have to work on that. It's a continuous effort all the time. And there is no, we can't give up. We have to, yes, that is true. We are weak. We falter also. But Allah is most forgiving. Never forget the forgiveness of Allah. For whatever sins that we have committed, no matter what sins they might be, or whatever sins we are involved in also, but Allah's rahmat is more greater. Don't ever forget the rahmat of Allah, and always turn towards the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Always have great hope. For the most pious person also, without the mercy of Allah, illa an yataghammadani rabbi bi rahmati. Only that if Allah enshrouds me with his rahmat, can I find salvation. And for the sinner also, there is no other one, no other way, nobody else who can help the sinner also besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So it is all, so we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. And also that we are all sinners, and we commit sins at various levels all the time. So Allah gave us another great door of his mercy, and that is making tawbah and istighfar. Continuously, never let up. Let us always be asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Let us understand, admit to ourselves that I am the worst sinner. And oh Allah, without your forgiveness, nothing can be done. And you see, namaz also, a person makes namaz also, and he tries his best. Allah give us all tawfiq, that with concentration, devotion, we make our namaz. But at the end of namaz, what has been taught to us, Allahumma inni zalamtu dafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I've committed a great wrong to myself. You perform namaz, what wrong did you do? Which guna you, namaz you made? You didn't commit any guna, but we couldn't do it as it's supposed to be. That concentration, that devotion, that humility we're supposed to have, that we are far, far from it. And at the same time make the niyat, Ya Allah, this namaz of mine, forgive me all my faults and my whole life also. That in my whole life also all my faults that I've committed and which I will still commit also. Make the niyat that Allah Ta'ala forgives us all our faults. So never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and never give up asking for forgiveness. Hazrat Abu Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali quoted Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali on the ayat of the Quran Sharif where Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as you are amongst them, as long as you are amongst the people, I won't punish them. Because of your barakat, I won't punish them. And as long as they make istighfar, ask forgiveness, I won't punish them. So as long as we ask for istighfar, we ask for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala's promise. And the kuffar used to make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif nakedly also. And they should take the names of their idols and making tawaf. So, but they should say at the same time also, Kufranak, Kufranak, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah, forgive us. So, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali on that right, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ. When istighfar benefits the non-believers, فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ, then how won't it benefit the righteous believers? So Allah Ta'ala has given us tawbah and istighfar also. And we must try our best that we make regularly tawbah istighfar. Even if we start and we read a tasbih of tawbah istighfar, even at the beginning, even if it's just the words, but then the reality will come. Feel guilty. Ask for forgiveness. Promise I won't commit that guna again. And whatever we have to make up, we start making up. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah, so that we can, our nafs takes more towards akhirat. And then inshallah, that whatever we come to weekly majalis, we come to our monthly majalis, and as Maulana mashallah explained, that continuously we make effort for our islah. In the other ayat kareema I recited, which we were also supposed to mention during our Isra'i Jalsa, because there's the end of Safar, and now we are coming into Rabiul Awwal, the glorious and auspicious month of Rabiul Awwal, in which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. And like whether it is Rabiul Awwal, whether it is Shaban, or Ramadan, or any other month, where there are so many rahmats of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, shaitan got people to do the wrong things. In Shaban, Shab-e-Bara'at, night of salvation, how many people they, in all wrong practices they get involved in. In Ramadan, iftari parties, and now even sahri parties. So where there's so much of ibadah to be done, the shaitan gets us involved in the wrong things. So Rabiul Awwal also is a month to, is not only in Rabiul Awwal, throughout the year, as Maulana was mentioning. But let this be, if it's not, then let it be a starting point. Let it be a reminder. Let it be a booster. That for in this month now, more I must go towards my Nabi. Ali Salatu Wasalam, his way of life, Madinatul Munawwara, the beautiful ashar that were recited, Yesubah Madina, Yesham Madina, the love of Madina Sharif. May Allah bless us with that love of Madina Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. And if we think of the Madina Sharif of the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what a noble era. But who of us will be able to, under those conditions, will have been able to have stayed in Medina Sharif, and whom Allah Ta'ala blesses. Now the tests are different tests that there are. Also to stay in Medina Sharif, there are a lot of tests there. It's not easy to stay in Medina Sharif. So the tests are there, but Allah put in our heart the true love of Medina Sharif. The love of the city of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, the love of Rawza-e Mubarak, the love of Ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Kaaba Sharif, Haram Sharif, the love of Makkah Mukarrama, this whole the Jaziratul Arab, which is so great and honorable. May Allah Ta'ala put the true love of it in. And for that we have to ask and beg of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala put that into our hearts. So that so in this month, where many people will be doing now Maulud Sharif, and in the Arab countries they call it Maulid, yeah, Maulud we call it. So shaitan got us involved in all those things. And many others, Bara Rabiul Awwal, the first 12 days of Rabiul Awwal, people celebrate it, and what kind of celebration. So, again, very important that we must not go to the extremes, not that we respect the month, we love the month of the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and on the other hand, we avoid and we discard all the wrong practices that are taking place. And shaitan works all the time on all people. And people come out with new things. And the sad part is, many who are doing the wrong things feel very happy that they honored the month, etc. But they did the wrong thing. So Allah Ta'ala guide us towards righteousness. In this ayat-e-kareema, الله تبارك وتعالى says لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. A great رسول has come to you from amongst yourself. Actually, for the truth and for hidayat, we should be going to look for it. Now, what a great honor that hidayat, so to say, came to us. لقد جاءكم رسول. And from who? Not a stranger, not somebody who you don't know. من أنفسكم. From amongst yourself, a Rasul has come to you. And so we should appreciate that very, very much, that Allah can send a Rasul, min anfusikum, whether it refers directly to the Arabs, send Allah's Rasul, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an Arab to the Arabs. Or he send a human being to us, which is a human being like us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send a farishta, a jinn. If Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was a jinn, then it should have been difficult for us. Or if he was an angel, it was difficult for us. Allah sent a person who is of us also. And what are the great, great qualities of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? Harisun alaykum ma'anittu. He is very, very greedy over you. And is very concerned of the things that will cause you harm. And greed and haris, his haris, not over your money, not over your dunya, not over your dunya of your hidayat, your iman, your Islam. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not keep quiet if somebody was doing something wrong, because he wanted the good in that person. And of course, Allah's Nabi, with what sincerity, with what love and what kindness, people accepted wholeheartedly. They were just too happy when they were corrected. So that quality also Allah developed in us. Today, if we even give a bayan, many times we want to lather out at the people. We want to give them a good lathering in the bayan. No, it must be out of love and kindness, feeling for the people, that how can everyone get hidayat, how can everyone come on the right path. And for that we consider and we worry about everything. And harisun alaykum ma'anittum, whatever will cause you harm, especially in your deen, all the wrong things, and in dunya also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was most concerned. Once there was some like noise in Medina Sharif, so people got worried. But by the time they came, got ready to find out what it is, what's the commotion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went alone, single-handed on his horse. And he came back and he said, there is nothing to worry about. You can all go to sleep peacefully. Everything, there is nothing to worry about. So how much was the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam concerned of the ummah? And that we see in Hazrat Abu Bakr. And they left such examples for us, which Allahu Akbar, what examples. Say a man like Sayyidina Umar, all the Khulafa, the Sahaba, all the Khalifatul Muslimin in the various places, what was their lives? So this is a month to reflect on all that. And then we try and correct our lives also, try and bring our lives also in accordance, inshallah. Today more we are worried about dunya, about my wardrobe, about my kitchen, my grocery cupboard, whether it's got all the groceries, everything, all that we are up to date. But as far as of our deen is concerned, then which the Buzurg say, dunya mein teri akal kya kar gayi, deen mein wo kaha mar gayi. As far as dunya is concerned, how much doesn't our brains work? And how much don't we do? But when it comes to the matters of deen, then our brains they don't work. They are all fogged and blinded. They don't work as far as deen is concerned. Whereas, really in deen, we should be more concerned. Harisun alaykum ma'anittum.
Harisun
alayhim ma'anittum.
Harisun
alaykum. بالمؤمنين, on generally all the people, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned. وبالمؤمنين. And for the with regard to the believers, رؤوف الرحيم. So much رؤوف, in which is included دفع مزرة. That first, that no harm must come. And رحيم, all جلب منفعت. That all the benefit and good must come. So that was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern all the time for the ummah. And then? In tawallo. Yeah. If you don't want to accept, Allah forgive us. What the Nabi has come. But Allah says, if you turn away, اعراض اگر تم کرو. If you turn your attention away, فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. Then say, Allah is alone, sufficient for me. La ilaha illahu, alihi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil abim. I place my trust fully upon Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, alihi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil abim. And this is a great wazifa also. That, fain hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. We should try and read that also mornings and evenings. We should try and read that also mornings and evenings. A person who reads that dua, then كفاه الله ما همه من أمر الدنيا والآخرة. Allah will suffice for that person whatever worries he might have of deen or dunya. And فَفَهُ اللَّهُ مَا هَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ so much only. Yeah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, who in his wonderful way and concern for the Ummah, he should say, when Switzerland can make a watch, that you put it even in 2,200 meters of water, then it is so waterproof that forget any a drop of water, the vapor of water also won't enter it. So when Switzerland can do that which is one makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, then for Allah Ta'ala a heart that is in thousands of problems, but Allah puts it into His protection, then nothing can harm it. So Allah give us the tawfiq, and Allah is that being who is ever loving, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, who is forever. Allah is that being, Allahu la ilaha illahu, الحي القيوم, and all the great qualities of Allah Ta'ala. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. All the great qualities of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, so this is the month that we go towards this. We go towards Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. We go towards, and very very important, Allah reward Maulana Hassan, that the sunnats of Nabi. Now is the time to reflect on that. And we see how many more sunnats we can bring. How many sunnats are in my life? That we consider. And after that, how many more sunnats can I bring in my life? And there is no end to it. Just recently I read that, for example, when you get onto a conveyance, so you have lifted your leg to go up. Even for us in a car today. If you sit in a car, you lift your leg again. So you went one step up, so say Allahu Akbar. That is also a sunnah of that time. And when you get down from your conveyance, you are going down now. Then say Subhanallah. So many sunnahs there are, which are not in our lives still. Plenty sunnahs. So we should try, and Nabi Sallallahu, we, and this was the way of the Ashiqani Rasul, the lovers of Rasul, to try and emulate in every aspect the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our eating, whether how many of us still, we sit at the table when we have our meals, to try and sit on the floor according to Sunnah. And wherever we falter, then don't lose hope. Make tawbah, istighfar, and work towards bringing the correct way, correcting our lives, etc., bringing the sunnahs into our lives. So that is one. And the other is of durood sharif. As mashallah, Maulana Hassan has explained also, that if we are not reading 100 duroods, and we are not reading any durood, then start with at least 10, some amount. And each one of us, we should think also, how much Durood Sharif do I read? How many sunnahs are in my life? And then we should try and to increase all the time. And then if we can, we try and make it 100 Durood a day, every day. And for 100 Durood, comfortably to read 100 Durood is only 2 minutes. If you want to, you can calculate it. Read comfortably, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And see that in 2 minutes without any rush, you can read 100 times. So in a day where there are 1,440 minutes, just to take out 2 minutes for Durood Sharif, who can do that? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And Durood Sharif, Allahu Akbar. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Baratu minan nifaq wa baratu minan nar. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, you will be saved from nifaq and hypocrisy. And you will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Otherwise, it is not easy to save from oneself from nifaq. So many things a person gets involved in. But by the barakat of the Durood Sharif, 100 times, by the barakat of Durood, Allah will save us from nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah will save us from the fire of Jahannam. And the person, إِنَّ أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا, the person who reads the most Durood Sharif. By being close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama have given 3 explanations. One is to be physically close. Allahu Akbar. To be physically close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great thing. To be in the neighborhood and in the vicinity of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what a great thing. The other is to be close in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi alayhi salam so and so, and every durood we read is presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What the name of the reciter and his father, his parents, it is presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, so how much love he won't we have. And the third explanation ulama give, the shafaat, intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. That he will intercede the most for those who read the most durood sharif. So Durood Sharif and Sunnahs and all this not confined to the month of Rabiul Awwal. But make it a source of inspiration. If not, we are already there. And don't wait for Rabiul Awwal. Rabiul Awwal is a month, mashallah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was born. But any time of the year, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, like in a gathering like this, wherever, and we hear a bayan, a talk, and the thought comes, I must make tawbah, I must correct myself. So don't wait that tonight I'll get up tahajjud time. Then I'm going to make tawbah, I'm going to change my life. Don't wait for Ramzan to come. Don't wait when I'm going for Umrah. Don't wait for any other time. Immediately, or I'll go in Jamaat, then I'm going to change my life. At that moment when it comes in our heart, make tawbah istighfar. Now at this moment, let us make tawbah istighfar. And let us make our determination to practice upon sunnahs and to increase our durood sharif. Don't wait for the month of Rabiul Awwal. It must be all the time there. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq and increase us all in all goodness inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.